News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Come January 2015, mining operations will resume at the Alpart Bauxite and Alumina plant in Nain, St. Elizabeth, while the refinery will officially reopen in December 2016. Mining Minister Philip Powell says the agreement was executed with Russian aluminium company UC Rusal Monday. The deal will facilitate the mining and export of up to 2 million tons of raw bauxite over the next 18 months, with an estimated value of $60 million. Minister Powell says while bauxite mining will resume in January 2015, the export of ore will not begin before July of that same year.
The new deal represents an expression of the government's commitment to ensure that the full potential of the bauxite alumina industry is realized in the shortest possible time, as well as an expression of confidence on the part of UC Rusal in the future of our bauxite and alumina industry.
Meanwhile, the newly inked deal with UC Rusal will result in a number of benefits for Jamaica. These include a $400 million investment in plant modernization, transportation infrastructure works, the development of port facilities, and the establishment of an ethane cogeneration facility by 2016.
The positives of the UC Rusal deal includes employment of up to 250 Jamaican contractors at full mining capacity. Commencement of port development works in February of 2015.
Mining Minister Philip Powell speaking at a press conference at the office of the Prime Minister Monday. President of the Inter-American Development Bank, IDB, Luis Alberto Moreno, says engendering growth of the Jamaican economy will require strong public-private partnership. He says the process of transformation is dependent on a profound change in the mindset of stakeholders in both sectors.
Growth, at the end, is the result of a good public-private sector partnership. Business people can turn their backs and say, you know, government should do this or that or the other. And equally, governments can say business should do this or that or the other. That conversation doesn't lead you anywhere. That conversation only loses time.
The IDB president was addressing a luncheon with private sector and trade union representatives at Jamaica Pegasus Hotel. Investigations are underway following the seizure of a shipment of 400 master cases containing 4 million sticks of cigarettes Monday. The cigarettes, with an estimated value of over $120 million, were discovered at the Kingston Wharves in a joint operation with members of the Jamaica Customs Agency's Contraband Enforcement Team, the Jamaica Constabulary Force's Transnational Crime and Narcotics Division, and the Organized Crime Investigations Division. The officers found the 20-foot container containing three brands of cigarettes during a routine examination of domestic import containers at the Kingston Wharves. The container originated in Panama with contents declared as paper products. No arrest has so far been made in connection with the seizure. And the Jamaica Anti-Doping Commission, JADCO, says it has made the necessary preparations to adopt the revised World Anti-Doping Agency WADA Code and international standards, which take effect on January 1, 2015. Executive Director for JADCO, Kerry Brown, says JADCO is almost finished with the necessary adjustments to its new anti-doping rules and regulations that will ensure the agency can abide by the new WADA Code.
We are currently working on our anti-doping rules that will come into effect on the 1st of January 2015. And I would say we are very close to the finishing line, so we should have our rules before the end of this year and have them published and gazetted so that we'll be code compliant.
Mr. Brown adds that the relevant stakeholders will be sensitized about the new rules early next year. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Enjoy James Sawyers.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.